You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. 6 years ago, the midterm election night for the Republicans was a good one, particularly on the Senate side, as they regained the majority from the Democrats. But 6 years later, it's now the Republicans who have to defend all the seats that they won that night. And right now, the trends are looking like the Democrats are expected to increase their slim majority, which right now is two seats in the upper chamber. We've been on to talk about some of the most competitive races and the issues that are driving the campaigns in those critical states is Shira Tuplitz of Roll Call Newspaper. And Shira, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Obviously, the economy is the number one issue in the presidential campaign trail, and I would imagine that it is in these critical states as well. How is that issue playing? Is it the same for each party across the country, or is it having different impacts on different incumbents across the country?
Well, I think it hits incumbents generally across the board, especially with this heavily reported news on the bailout package. Every member of Congress, almost every member, was in Washington to vote on that. When voters go to the polls this November, they're really going to be thinking a lot about that bailout bill. But more importantly, in terms of the breakup of the Senate, it actually hit Republicans worse than it hit Democrats across the board. Really, after that bailout package and after the financial crisis, you saw a lot of Republicans in Senate races and House races just nosedive in the polls.
And some of those include some pretty prominent names that we thought were going to be safe, like Mitch McConnell, Elizabeth
right.
Dole, and Saxby Chambliss. So if they're nervous, what about the folks that were already in tough fights, like John Sununu in New Hampshire and Norm Coleman in Minnesota?
Absolutely. Really, you know, 2 or 3 points all the way up to 5 or 6 point leads, or Democrats gain leads in a lot of those races. So quite interesting to see how that happens. And, you know, it's almost weird for those of us in Washington to think about, because when we think about Congress, we know Democrats are in control of Congress, but National Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman John Ensign said yesterday, and I absolutely believe him, that his polling shows that most of America still believes Republicans are in control of Congress, which is another reason why I think voters really blame Republicans for a lot of what's going on in the economy.
This may be hard to break down, Shira, but do voters blame Republicans mostly because they believe that we never should have gotten to this point, or do they really hate the bailout?
Actually, I think it's more about President Bush, actually. They see President Bush is really leading the effort. They saw his press conferences on TV. They really saw him as a Republican leading this effort and a lot of Republicans in Congress to follow. So I don't think it's either of those, actually.
Well, let's dig into some of these critical races now. And I know a couple of you have been following. This issue is obviously having a big impact. John Sununu is a one-term Republican senator in New Hampshire. He won that seat in 2002 after defeating an incumbent Republican in the primary that year. His opponent then was Gene Shaheen. His opponent now is Gene Shaheen, the former governor of New Hampshire. Sununu won narrowly in 2002. How is this issue and the current political climate reshaping that race this time around?
Well, let me tell you, but John Sununu wishes he was running in 2002 again, which was a very good year for Republicans, actually. Republicans had great approval ratings then. This year, it's a little different. New Hampshire already was turning a little blue. We saw in 2006, both of the seats in the House of Representatives in that state went to Democrats. And, you know, one of them is in a competitive race for re-election. The other one seems like he's going to be pretty safe. So the state in itself has turned bluer. That's the first problem for John Sununu. The second one is the fact that he is a Republican senator in Congress. And again, voters really connect the idea of the bad economy with President Bush and Republicans in Congress. And I think that's a big deal in New Hampshire right now.
On the issue of being like President Bush, I caught a little bit of the most recent New Hampshire Senate debate, and John Sununu listed a number of issues in which he's departed from the president, like the Patriot Act, like the energy bill that was up on the floor of the U.S. Senate early on in his term, and a couple others. Gene Shaheen saying, well, just a few out of 6 years doesn't really cut it. So how are folks viewing John Sununu and how close he is or not close to President Bush?
Well, I think regardless of how folks are viewing it, Democrats really have bombarded that state with a lot of money, and all of their ads really tie John Sununu to President Bush quite a bit. I mean, Republicans have really been outspent heavily in New Hampshire right now on the presidential level. Barack Obama spends a whole lot of money there connecting John McCain to President Bush. And John McCain and Senator Sununu are actually close friends. He's one of the oldest senators in Washington and the youngest member of the Senate. They're actually close friends. It's an interesting storyline there. And then former Governor Shaheen's campaign also spent a lot. So they've really painted him close to President Bush. Is he one of the more independent senators in the U.S. Senate? Yes, absolutely.
In terms of the Minnesota race, Norm Coleman, of course, won under very unique circumstances back in 2002 when Senator Wellstone passed away.
Right.
Al Franken, of course, is best known for his days on Saturday Night Live. And more recently, he was a talk show host on Air America, the liberal radio network. Again, this one is neck and neck. Minnesota's a state that normally leans to the left anyway. Mm-hmm. So what are the polls showing in Minnesota?
Let me tell you, this race is like a bad joke, I swear. Because Norm Coleman, you know, again, kind of a pretty moderate Republican running against Al Franken, who's just ridden so much and done so much TV, and Republicans said they'd make quite an issue out of all of his stuff. He wrote a column for Playboy magazine in 2000 that they really brought up as misogynist, and then various comedy acts and ads. They've run all kinds of ads on this. And then on top of that, if you remember Jesse Ventura, the former governor and professional wrestler from Minnesota, his top aide, the man he appointed to the Senate, to fill out the term vacated by the late Paul Wellstone, is also running. And in Minnesota, independent candidates actually can play very well. Obviously, they had independent governor at one point in time. And Dean Barkley right now is getting 18, 19, even 20% in the polls, which is really incredible for someone with no, you know, barely any financial resources compared to Coleman and Franken. And then Franken actually appears to, in the last couple weeks, pull the lead ahead of Norm Coleman. Most polls I've seen show Franken hovering around 40 or so, and Coleman kind of in the upper 30s. So again, very, very close, within the margin of error on all of these, but Franken is leading in the most recent polling data.
We're talking with Shira Toplitz of Roll Call Newspaper, and of course the Republicans have several open seats they need to defend as well. Colorado, Virginia seems to be certain to go Democratic, New Mexico, Nebraska. What is the sense on those other three states, and are there any Democratic incumbents that are looking at any sort of trouble?
Well, let's see. On those couple states, Virginia, again, as you said, you can put that one in the D column right now almost. You really can. And New Mexico, too. If the Democrats are going to pick up two seats, which would be a terrible, terrible night for them, it'll be Virginia and New Mexico. In terms of Democrats playing defense, there is one seat. The Louisiana Senate seat in particular is the one they've talked about all cycle where Republicans could take that one. But according to polling data, again, it looks like Senator Mary Landrieu, the incumbent there, certainly has the upper edge.
We'll keep an eye on all these 30-some seats that are up for grabs here coming up in less than 2 weeks. Shira, thanks so much for helping us understand it better.
Thank you so much for having me.
Shira Toplitz of Roll Call Newspaper, this is Dateline Washington.